California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is a special best of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to a very special edition of America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. With me today is Michael Whitlow. He's with Anglers Inn International. We're broadcasting today from Anglers Inn at Lake El Salto in Mexico. We're about an hour and a half north of Mazatlan. And I'll tell you what, if you are looking for a place to catch a whole bunch of bass and some big ones too, we have got the place for you here. Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. We're glad to have you here, John. It's been a while to get you down here, but glad to finally do it.
Well, it's been a ton of fun so far, and I think we should start off with a fishing report. It's been really interesting so far. We came down here, and this place is all about big bass. And boy, it did not disappoint. It wasn't a numbers game the first couple of days, but the quality of the bass caught by the folks here was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I think out of a group of 22, 24, I think we're about 18 of them with personal best this week. Most of them sevens. We got a lot of eights on the boards, a bunch of nines, and I think we're at four double digits already this week in 2.5 days. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing that we've got four anglers who have caught bass weighing over 10 pounds. That's amazing. Got to tell you, you helped me get my personal best twice over. Living in Washington State, we don't have a lot of big bass. My personal best prior to coming here was only 5.5 pounds. Very first day, very first half hour, you got me my personal best. And today, I busted that thanks to my guide, Victor, with a 8.1 largemouth caught on a topwater popper. Absolutely love that experience.
Oh, man, isn't that amazing when those things blow out of the water and that big, giant fish? And congratulations. A fish over 8 pounds is a big fish anywhere. But, man, do we have a lot of them in this lake.
You certainly do. Now, again, the numbers weren't really there the first couple of days, but that's changing today. A couple of the groups really got into a whole bunch of bass, and we're not talking just small bass, folks. When we talk small bass, we're talking 1 to 2 pounders here. That's not exactly small. You know, we're talking a lot of threes, fours, and fives as part of this. How many bass did some of these people catch?
So as right now we're transitioning to the summertime pattern and they're starting to school up and chase the shad, and a couple of the boats today, they got into a couple schools that blew up. I think one boat, they had 3 fish by 10 in the morning, and within an hour they wound up with 66 fish in the boat, you know, all throwing the Berkeley war pig, just rattle traps and stuff like that, and just tearing them up. Another boat had 45, same thing, the fish blew up, and these guys are just catching them, I mean, every cast, and lots of them in that 3 to 5 pound range, and they're just having a blast.
Oh, absolutely are. And you can go to a lot of places and get into good fishing, but you can't go to too many places where you can be treated like an absolute king or a queen like you can here at Anglers Inn. The customer service is just overboard fantastic.
Well, thank you, John. You know, we've got a great staff here, and our motto is we want to exceed the ordinary. You know, customer service excellent is what we excel in, and we're going to make your trip one of the best fishing trips you've ever had in your life.
So in addition to the customer service, and folks, you're never going to wander around here with an empty drink for very long. There's always going to be something, whether it's iced tea or something a little more powerful in your hand if you would like it to have it there. But the food is fantastic. I mean, for example, today for lunch we had carne asada. Tonight is shrimp night. And oh my gosh, I can't believe the ribeye steaks that we had last night.
Oh, the big ribeye steaks, you know, I mean, it's just a great steak to top off your day after out fishing with a big old shrimp on it, you know, a big margarita or a cold Pacifico beer that Mazatlan's known for. Yeah, we try and do it right down here.
Oh, you certainly do. And folks, this is all-inclusive. All of your meals are covered. You start off with a great breakfast that includes made-to-order omelets or anything else you want, including eggs and potatoes or whatever else you might want there. I mean, we're talking some really good stuff here in terms of the food. Good quality. Again, customer service is fantastic. And in addition to all this, you also offer spa services. We've got quite a few wives down here that are really enjoying that, not to mention a few husbands.
Absolutely, you know, and part of our couples package is we like to pamper the ladies. So when you bring your wives or girlfriends down here, you know, they have all-inclusive spa privileges. So they can get as many massages as they want, a pedicure, a manicure, a facial. I mean, we really like to pamper them because we want them coming back. And for the guys, you know, it costs a little bit of money, but you can get an hour massage. And I tell you what, after two or three days of throwing them lures out day after day and catching all them fish, a good massage really works your shoulders over and helps you out.
Well, I'll tell you what, the daily schedule's like this. You get up in the morning around 5, 5:30, you have your breakfast around 6, and you are off to the lake. You'll fish from about 7 a.m. until 11. You come back, it's lunch and a siesta. You're back out around 2:30 or 3, fish till 6:30. Then it's appetizers, then it's dinner, then it's time to swap fishing stories, and you do it all again the next day. It's just a ton of fun, and you can do it for multiple days, up to you in terms of the package that you book here. Something else I want to talk about, and that's the lake itself, and you know, how big is it, how old is it, and why is the bass fishing so darn good here?
Well, the lake is over 30 years old, and a long time ago, Billy Chapman introduced Florida strain largemouth and tilapia to the lake. And the tilapia are very nutrient-rich, and that's what makes these bass grow so big. And, of course, Florida strain bass, they grow big, and they manage it so that the population keeps rejuvenating. And it's, like I said, it's been fishing like this for over 30 years now, and lots of big bass, a lot of shad in there that the bass feed onto, but it's the tilapia and the bass and the management that makes it such a great lake.
It is an absolutely wonderful place to fish. And one other thing we should talk about here is the scenic beauty. I had no idea that we were in the shadow of the Sierra Madres till I got here. This is a beautiful place to fish, and man, oh man, there's wildlife and also domestic stock everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of bird life, especially earlier in the year, December, January, February. So many different types of duck species, and the shore birds and the ocean birds are here. But this time of the year, you know, we've got Cudamundi walking around up in the hills. You've got the Chachalaca, which is the Mexican turkey, making all kinds of noises during the day. It's an exotic place, too. It's, and the beauty of the mountains, the beauty of the scenery, and then catching those big old fish, it just really wraps it all up in one.
Oh, it really does. Folks, you can't miss with a trip to Lake El Salto at Anglers Inn International. Let's give out the website so folks can find out more, and more importantly, how to book a trip with you as their host, because I would highly recommend that.
Well, you can reach out to us at anglersinn.com to book a trip with me, which I'm a personal concierge. I'll take care of all your details on your trip, especially first-timers. You want to come down here? You know, a lot of folks are nervous about it. Well, I make it really, really easy, but you call me at 509-378-2814. Email is mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. And like I said, check us out at the Anglers Inn website, anglersinn.com. You can call our 1-800 number, ask for Mike Whitlow. They'll get you in touch with me, and I'll help you have the trip of your lifetime.
That's Mike Whitlow, folks. Last name spelling, W-H-I-T-L-O-W. Again, mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. That's the email to send them to, or just check out anglersinn.com. Call them up. Ask for a trip with Mike Whitlow. They will hook you up, and trust me, a host a trip with Mike, it is painless, it is seamless. You're going to absolutely love it. Again, anglersinn.com. Stick around. We're going to bring you more from Lake El Salto right after this short word from our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the ones that make the manual and powered knife and tool sharpeners out of Ashland, Oregon. You can find WorkSharp sharpeners all over North America and quality sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and a lot of other stores like ranch and home stores too. Far and away, their most popular item when it comes to powered sharpeners is the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener. This is, again, a powered sharpener. It's handheld, and it's perfect for sharpening hunting knives, serrated knives, axes, and other tools, pruners, scissors, if you need it sharp. The Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener, it'll do it for you using abrasive belts. It'll give it an edge like no other. Check out the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener at a store near you or online anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. That website again, WorkSharpTools.com for WorkSharp Sharpeners.
Delve in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedelves.com.
Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska is booked for the season, which means now is the time to book for next year. And you'll want to do so soon because at the end of a typical summer, the lodge is over 80% booked. The reasons? The great fishing, the wonderful location, the comfortable accommodations, the fantastic food, and the over-the-top customer service. You'll find it all at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book today at alaskasbestlodge.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Public lands and waters are integral to our outdoor heritage. Become a member of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers and stand up for our public lands and waters. Visit backcountryhunters.org today.
Hey listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from Angler's Inn at Lake El Salto. I'm sitting under a thatched roof. Lunch is about to be served. The birds are singing. The breeze is gently blowing. And next to me is my new friend, Danny Schmelko, born and raised in Philadelphia and quite a fisherman, too. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, you've been knocking them dead this week. I mean, I've been having a good week, and I got my personal best, but it seems like just about every day you're getting a big bass. Why don't you give our listeners a rundown of how things have gone so far?
Yeah, it's an outstanding fishing destination. Every time you make a cast, you have the possibility of landing a big bass, a bass of a lifetime. So that's why I come to El Salto.
Well, a couple of mornings ago, you caught three bass on topwater poppers in what, 15 minutes?
10 or 15 minutes, and they were all nice bass. When we're in the boat, the guides are very, very accurate about the weight of the fish, but I always bring a certified scale, a Boga grip that the IGFA is certified, and anything over 6, we weigh. And in 10 or 15 minutes, I landed three bass, 6.5, 7.5, and almost 9 pounds.
Danny, if you were fishing a tournament, you would have won.
Would have had a good chance, there's no doubt.
So you've been coming here for quite a while, but, I mean, you've fished a lot of places all over the world. What brought you to El Salto and Angler's Inn the first time?
Yeah, I used to do an awful lot of big game fly fishing in Costa Rica. And when I got married, I had to make a choice between staying married or giving up big game fly fishing, and my wife was victorious in that endeavor. But I've been trying to go to Mexico for years and years, and I could never find a fishing partner. You know, it's always more fun when you have somebody whose company you enjoy and you can go fishing with them. And ironically enough, I ended up fishing with my partner, a guy that worked for me for almost 40 years, and his son, who is uncannily much like him, and we've been coming down here. I've been down here 5 times this year, but between El Salto and Picachos, and I can't wait to get back in July.
I mean, the fishing's good. I mean, and that's what brings everybody down initially, but it's some of the other factors I think really make a difference. And again, you're a well-traveled angler. You've been to a lot of places where the fishing is good. What stands out for you about Angler's Inn at both here at Lake El Salto and Lake Picachos in terms of, you know, whether it's the food or the customer service or whatever?
Well, it definitely is organizational. I mean, it's a philosophy. You're right, John. It's almost impossible to beat the fishing. But the staff down here, the food, the way people treat you, the work ethic, I can't say enough good things about the organization in its entirety. From the time you book the trip, when you talk to Mike Whitlow, the communication is excellent. His service is outstanding. And you come down here and you end up making friends with the staff and staying in touch, because it is an experience that I have never encountered. And I've been to other, you know, premium lodges before fishing. I've loved to fish my whole life. But if somebody said to me you had one last trip before you go down for the dirt nap, it would be at either El Salto or Picachos.
Well, let's put that on the brochure, Danny. I'm sure they'd appreciate that endorsement. Let's talk a little bit about Lake Picachos. We haven't talked about that during this show. That's a newer property. It's about 6-7 years old. It's a newer lake, so the bass aren't quite as big, but I understand that there sure is a lot of them, and they sure like to bite.
I don't know if the bass are not as big comment is completely accurate. The biggest bass I've caught in Mexico has been at Picachos. And everybody's dream is to catch a double-digit bass. And I came close down there. I caught the fish over 9 pounds and several close to 9, you know, with deep-diving crankbaits. So depending on the bait that you use, you can catch really big bass at Picachos, that the numbers are astronomical. I was down there in November and back again in February. And in 5 days, you know, I was averaging 100 bass a day.
Oh, my gosh.
And always with a half a dozen bass in the 6 and 7 pound range.
That is an incredible fishery. And I presume that the food quality and the customer service and the staff and the guides are just as good as they are here?
The manager down there used to be the manager here. A couple of the kids that used to work here work down there because it's closer to Mazatlan than El Salto is, and I really, really appreciate, you know, the people that are working at these lodges. I mean, they're just so gracious, and yet you end up making friendships with them. And when I'm down there or I'm here, I mean, the only thing different is the topography. You know, the lake is different, but there's certainly no difference in the service, the quality of the food, you know, the way your laundry's done and the way your room's kept. They're two great fishing destinations.
One last thing, and this, again, this is something we haven't talked about. You know, when we signed up to come down here, they actually give you a list of tackle you should bring, but it's like 2 pages long, and you're like, oh, geez, I got to narrow this down. If you were to give a couple of tips to people who've never been to either Picachos or El Salto before in terms of a couple techniques you ought to master and a couple of lures you should definitely bring down, what would those be?
Yeah, definitely Senkos. I mean, it's the top fish catching bait in the history of the world. I bring 5, 6, and 7-inch Senkos. Very rarely am I pulling the 7-inchers out. But 5 and 6 inch Senkos are a staple. You know, worm hooks, 12 inch, you know, they like that blue and black power worm down here. Maybe 3 or 4 topwater poppers. Now, I prefer Ricos. You know, spinner bait, chatter bait, and, you know, for people that enjoy power fishing, and definitely underspin for, and some Kytex for swim bait fishing. You know, I've never used any huge swim baits down here. I never felt the necessity. I tried them. I've gotten better bites on the underspin type small Kytex, and the spinner bait bite can be absolutely off the hook, as the swim bait bite can be. So, you know, I would say that couple deep diving cranks, it's a lot of work, but Picachos especially is a crankbait lake, and you know, and also El Salto at times, you know, right. But on a consistent level, Picachos, if you are willing to do the work, you can put, you know, 20, 25, 30 quality fish in the boat in a half an hour, deep cranking.
Well, there you go, folks. Some great ideas on what to bring, whether you're heading to Anglers Inn at Lake Picachos or Lake El Salto. If you want to book your trip and probably come back again and again, like Danny Schmelko, the place to go to is anglersinn.com. That's anglersinn.com. You'll definitely want to book a hosted trip with Mike Whitlow. His email address is mike.whitlow. That's W-H-I-T-L-O-W, mike.whitlow at anglersinn.com. Danny, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
John, thank you. My pleasure.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years. Written and composed by Jason Robert Brown. Directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years. January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are broadcasting from Mexico, Lake El Salto, to be exact, about an hour and a half drive north of Mazatlan. And I'll tell you what, this place is beautiful. I am actually sitting in the shade, and right next to me are some trees. You're going to probably hear the branches in the wind here as we're talking. You might hear some of the doves that are in the background, too. And we've got a great view of Lake El Salto, where we just fished this morning. There's a group of us here, about 20 people, and two of them are Larry and Mandy Fugate. They're from Rathdrum, Idaho, and they've been having a great time. Larry, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I want to start off with you. I mean, I think this is interesting. A lot of folks are listening to this and thinking to themselves, why would I want to come to Lake El Salto? And if they're married, why would I want to bring my wife? Or in the wife's case, why would I want to bring my husband? We'll start off with you, Larry. Why did you want to come here?
For the big bass. I was raised bass fishing, and North Idaho, you just don't have the 9-10 pounders. So far, I haven't found one. My wife has two of them so far. She's getting all the glory of the trip.
And we'll get into that in a minute. Mandy, let's talk about your fishing experience. How much time have you spent in a bass boat?
I've spent some time. Larry and I have fished a lot together. I never catch the big ones at home. I just don't have the feel for them. So my biggest at home was 3 pounds, 3 to 4 pounds on a good day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you pretty much tripled that in like 2 days in a row here. And I guess we should mention something else. You're from Rathdrum, Idaho. It's a small little town in the Idaho Panhandle. But, you know, the hometown hero, so to speak, of Rathdrum is Brandon Polinek, one of the most famous Bassmaster anglers in the world. I understand you two happen to know him pretty well.
Yeah, Brandon and Tiff are really good friends of ours. They come to our Christmas party every year. Brandon helped us get ready for this trip to come down here. He took some time, gave us his GoPro, and gave us a few tips for down here. And, yeah, we love him.
As a matter of fact, folks, if you ever get the chance, go to YouTube and check out the video that Brandon Polinek made a few years ago about his trip to Lake El Salto. It's really entertaining. It's really well done. And, Larry, let's get back to you here. You know, this is, what, day two that we've been here now. What do you think so far about the fishery here at Lake El Salto? What do you think about the operation here at Angler's Inn?
I've never been treated such like a king. They are right there with service 24/7. And the morning, the guides are awesome. They take care of you. And, yeah, I've never had such a luxury in fishing.
And what do you think about the fish themselves? It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong here, that they fight a lot harder than our bass do north of the border.
Bite a lot harder, and the fight, yes, the fight is a lot harder. Unexpected, you can have a 5-pounder and you think it's your 10-pounder, and yeah, no, they fight much harder.
Speaking of 10-pounders, or at least darn close to it, Mandy, again, your personal best is like 3.5 pounds. So yesterday, you catch a 9-pounder. Today, you catch a 9.4-pounder. You've also caught a 7-plus-pounder and a 7-pounder. Did I miss any other big ones there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm having a great time.
No kidding. This is absolutely amazing. So I've got to ask, the secret of your success, is it listening to the guide or is it listening to your husband or going off women's intuition?
100% guide. Yeah, Juan has been amazing. I asked him where to cast, how fast to reel. He is 100% my success.
Well, I'm glad you were knocking it out of the park. And you're not the only woman here knocking it out of the park. We have a couple from Texas, Lynn and Miss Lynn. And Miss Lynn today landed a 10-pound, 10-ounce largemouth, the biggest so far of the trip. So there are some monsters out here, absolute monsters. Something else we got to talk about that I think not only some of the ladies, but some of the men are interested in too, is they actually have spa services here.
Oh, yes, yes. I went with Miss Becky. First day I arrived, which I guess that's a new goal for Whitlow here. Amazing, amazing masseuse. Amazing. The best massage I've ever had in my life.
And I understand you also got a manicure or a facial and a manicure and a pedicure or what?
I did a mani-pedi and massage. We started with massage and then went to the mani-pedi. But by far the massage was top notch.
You know, and that's so interesting because, folks, I mean, we are literally out in the middle of nowhere. There are no towns within 20 minutes of here. There's no stores. There's nothing like that. We are out in the middle of nowhere. You're surrounded by bird life and wildlife and lots of cows and lots of horses. And the whole setting is just beautiful. You've got the Sierra Madre Mountains that are towering right over the lake. It's just a really cool place. Last place in the world you'd expect a world-class massage.
100%. Yeah, I went in there thinking it was just going to be, you know, a little massage. But no, it was hot stone. It was oil. It was face, arms, hands, feet. Like, it was 100% the best massage I've ever had.
So, Larry, if you're like me, you've probably gained a little weight since you got here.
Most definitely. Yes, I have it. I feel it. But it's a good thing. It's good food. Best steak I've had in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Folks, they fed us all ribeye steaks. We're not talking, I don't think there is such thing as a small ribeye steak. These were big ribeye steaks with carrots and baked potato, and they give you dessert, and they give you appetizers. I mean, the struggle is not gaining 5 to 10 pounds while you're here, I'd say.
Most definitely, yes. I have gained that already in 2 days.
And I think it'll also be fair to say, Mandy, it's really hard to walk around without a drink in your hand because somebody's always putting one in there.
Oh, 100%. I've had more cervezas today than I should have had.
Well, I think you had reason to celebrate after the day on the water you had. But that's the other thing we should talk about. I like the fact that they divide it into two. I mean, Larry, you're a hardcore bass angler. I'm a wannabe hardcore bass angler. When it's tournament day, you go out in the morning, you fish your butt off until the end of the day, and you are whipped. But they kind of divide it up here for us so that we actually have some downtime.
Most definitely. They pull you off the water before it gets too hot, and then they bring you in and get you all fat and happy and take you back out when the wind's starting to pick up and a little cooler in the afternoon. So, yeah.
Well, not only that, you come in at 11, you have your lunch about 11:30, 11:45, you know, so all of a sudden it's noon, maybe 12:30 at the latest, you got time for like a two-hour nap.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed my siesta yesterday. I had my alarm set for 2 o'clock to get back onto the water at 2:30, and unfortunately he didn't get the nap because I guess I was snoring, but I totally enjoyed my time.
I guess one other thing we should talk about here is, again, folks, this is a fishing resort. You're not going to find a swim-up pool bar or anything like that, but the customer service is top-notch. The food is fantastic and abundant. The fishing, as you just heard, is fantastic with huge trophies, and Mandy's and Miss Lynn's trophies are not the only ones caught here. A lot of people are catching 7, 8, 9, 10-pounders during our stay, and this is only day two, but when you're done, you two are going to go to the place that we stayed at the first night in Mazatlan. I really like this place, the El Cid Marina Resort. What'd you think of it?
Oh, it was beautiful. Very clean and well-kept, and service was great there also.
And just like here, it's an all-inclusive resort. It's definitely a five-star setting. The rooms are fantastic. You're right on the marina. If you go to the backside of the resort, you can see the beach. And they have two sister properties that have beaches. Plus, you can take a water taxi, and you can go to the beach at the resort marina property, too. So, and I understand that's what you're going to be doing when we're done. You're taking a couple or 3 days and having some beach time.
Yeah, we'll be there for 3 days, and definitely the first 2 days are going to be beach scene. Like, I mean, you take the water taxi over, it's available till 7 o'clock at night, and we'll plan on spending most of the day over on the beach. Probably come back and have a little bit of lunch or whatever and then go back out. But I do have to treat Mr. Lynn and Miss Lynn to a dinner when we're there because I lost a bet, which it was a good bet, that I caught a way bigger fish than what I expected. So one night we'll be out on the town doing that, but the rest of the time we'll be beach and relaxing.
Well, as you can tell, folks, this is a great couples getaway, especially if you're a couple that likes to fish. If you want to find out more, go to anglersin.com and just look for the trips to Lake El Salto. Anglersin.com. And if you're smart, you'll do it the way we did as a hosted trip. Our host is Michael Whitlow, and you can contact him on Facebook. Just look for Michael Whitlow. Whitlow spelled W-H-I-T-L-O-W. He's the Western representative, and he will not only help you book the trip, he'll do everything. So it's just seamless and painless to get here and enjoy yourself the entire time. You can contact him by email at mike.whitlow@anglersin.com. That's mike.whitlow@anglersin.com. Shoot him an email, send him a Facebook message, start planning your trip today. Pretty sure you're going to have just as much fun as Larry and Mandy. Glad you two were having a great time. Mandy, glad you were killing it out there on the water. Thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from Anglers Inn International at Lake El Salto, about an hour and a half north of Mazatlan, Mexico. We've been having a wonderful stay with our host, Mike Whitlow. Mike, great to have you back on the air.
I'm glad to be back, John. Glad to have you here.
So we've talked to some of the guests that have been on this trip, and people have just absolutely loved it. We talked to Danny, who's been here several times. Also talked about your other property at Lake Picachos, which is another great destination to go to, folks. And we also talked to Mandy and Larry Fugate. And they're from Idaho, and they were just knocking them dead in terms of big bass, and they've been catching a lot of them, too.
Oh, man, they've been catching them, and both of them got their personal best, got a bunch of eights and some nines and even one over 10. 10 pounds for Larry, his first double digit on their first trip down here to Anglers Inn fishing in Mexico.
Well, not only that, Mandy, who does like to bass fish but had never caught a bass over 3.5 pounds, first 2 days she catches bass. Two of them over 9 pounds. That is amazing.
That's amazing. But you forget all the sixes and sevens she caught right before that. But then she, you know, catches a couple over nine. And, I mean, she is ecstatic, on top of the world catching these big fish.
As we mentioned earlier in the show, we are literally broadcasting from what is probably the premier place in all of the Americas to go for largemouth bass. I mean, you've had some serious bass pros down here, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. We've had Kevin Van Dam, Gerald Swindale. I've hosted Brandon Polinuk, Brandon Card, Brandon Lester. I mean, a lot of these guys have come down to experience what we have to offer. And let me tell you what, Kevin Van Dam said at the Classic in Tulsa, if he had anywhere to go in the world to come fish, he would come to Anglers Inn, Lake El Salto. He just loves it down here.
Well, what's not to love? Number one, huge bass. Number two, opportunities to catch a whole bunch of them. Number three, you are treated like you are the king or the queen of the world. The customer service is outstanding. The food is wonderful. Didn't talk about the accommodations before. Very comfortable. You're going to get a good night's sleep, and you're going to get a good siesta, too. I mean, this is not a five-star place in terms of you don't have a pool, you don't have some of the trappings that you get in a five-star resort, But if you just want your needs taken care of, not just your basic needs, all of your needs, this is a great place to go.
Absolutely. You know, we try to exceed the ordinary and customer service excellent. You know, we're going to make sure you have one heck of a time down here.
Now, Billy Chapman is the founder of Anglers Inn International, and it didn't start here at Lake El Salto. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of this company?
Well, Billy Chapman, he's the first guy that pioneered fishing in the Amazon, you know, so he brought peacock bass fishing to the world, fishing in Venezuela and Brazil. And then he had the idea to bring Florida-strain largemouth and tilapia to a Mexican lake and to create probably one of the best, actually, I think it's the best bass fishery in all of the world. And that's why we call it famous Lake El Salto. But he had the vision to do that over 30 years ago. And I think there's been more double-digit fish caught in this lake than any other lake in the world. And it's been doing it for 30 years, and it's healthy as ever. And, I mean, it just keeps going and going. And all that was due to the vision of Billy.
Not only that, there's a new lodge now. It's not super new, but, you know, it's relatively new at Lake Picachos.
Yeah, we have our new lodge at Lake Picachos. They dammed it up, I think, 10 or 12 years ago, and it was stocked with Florida strain largemouth, and we built the lodge on it. We've been open about 7 or 8 years now, and that's the numbers lake. It's a new El Salto in the making, you know, fairly new, but, you know, I mean, there's days that guys go out and catch 100, 200 bass in one day, you know, and lots of them are in that 2 to 5 pound range now. Our lake record is about 12 on Picachos. Lake record on El Salto is right at almost 19 pounds. You know, so you go to Picachos for your numbers, get your hook sets out of the way, and come over here for the grandes and get lots of those fish in that 6 to 9 pound range with double digits mixed in.
Let's talk about your role at Anglers Inn. Now, you and I met several years ago on the Sportsman Show circuit in the Pacific Northwest, where we both lived at the time. You've moved to Texas.
Absolutely.
And you're loving it. I know that. I'm still in the Pacific Northwest. But besides selling trips at sportsman shows, what else do you do?
So I'm the rep for the whole Western U.S. with Anglers Inn International, and my job is customer service, you know. So I handle a lot of the bookings. I'll handle you getting you guys down here. I'll make your trip very, very easy, you know, take all the guesswork, all the fear out of it. And one of the biggest things I do is I host several trips a year. My wife and I host some, so we have a lot of couples come down here. But if you're nervous about traveling out of the country your first time, you call me, you know, I'll make it seamless for you, because I know this is a bucket list for so many bass fishermen, but they're kind of unsure how to do it. That's where you call me, and I make it happen, and I make it real easy.
You know, I'll be honest. I've traveled a good portion of the world in my time. I've never done hosted trips. Don't necessarily like them. I'm sold on a hosted trip here to Lake El Salto. You really do make it painless. I mean, you're available by phone, and you did answer my question several times. You know, what baits do I need to bring in? John, I already told you that, but here you are again. I'll tell you exactly what they are. I mean, you handle all the shuttles. You handle all the little stuff. You know, if I wander to the wrong area in Mazatlan where I'm going to be sold a timeshare, you're going to rescue me so that doesn't happen, which I appreciate. I mean, you do lots of little things that you just don't even think of, but you really make it a seamless and painless and wonderful experience. There's a lot to be said for going on a hosted trip with you. Let's talk about a bonus to this trip. Not everyone can get here early enough in the day to just get to Lake El Salto right away, and likewise, they might not have connections on the way out. So you have an arrangement with the El Cid Marina Resort in Mazatlan, and we stayed there the first night. I'm staying there the last night. Some of the couples that are here are going to stay there for like 3 nights when we're done. And man, oh man, I love this place. Tell our listeners more about it.
So the El Cid Resort, it's part of the El Cid Resorts. It's called the Marina. It's at the end of the strip in Mazatlan. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort with two pools, a semi-private beach, and it's an all-inclusive package. So a lot of times due to flight stuff, you got to come in and have a place to stay in Mazatlan the night before we pick you up. I can arrange all that. I get group rates, and I just pass that savings on to you. The other thing is a lot of couples, especially the couples, but after we get done, you know, they bring your wives down here. A lot of them love to fish, but then some of them are like, okay, I'll go fish a little bit. So as an added bonus at the end of the trip, you're tired, make it a big vacation. So we'll add 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, however many nights you want. But typically on some of the couples trips I host, we all stay 3 nights in Mazatlan. We go kick back at the pool, the beach, have some nice dinners, we relax, just make it a great vacation. Guy gets what he wants catching fish, the wife gets what she wants hanging out at the pool, everybody gets what they want, and we have a great vacation. And let me tell you what, when we get done, they're all planning on coming back.
And I've got to tell you, folks, El Cid, they do it upright in Mazatlan. So you're going to be staying at the Marina Resort, and this is a great place to stay. You're right at the marina. I mean, right at the marina. You've got spacious, clean rooms. You're literally across the path from the marina. Wonderful views there. The food's fantastic, but there's two other resorts, and you have access to those. You have access to the food there. You have access to free drinks there, all because you're staying at El Cid Marina Resort. And it doesn't work if you stay at the other two resorts. Exactly. It only works if you stay at the Marina Resort. So, I mean, again, folks, great opportunity. We're running out of time, but I've got to thank you, Mike, for a wonderful trip down here to Lake El Salto and Angler's Inn. If folks want to book a hosted trip with you again, how do they do it?
Well, you go to our anglersinn.com website and call our 1-800 number and ask for me, Mike Whitlow, or you can email me at mike.whitlow@anglersinn.com. But either way, just ask for me. I can either get you booked in at any time in the 10 months that we're open down here. But if you want to come on one of my hosted groups, you know, I'd be love to have you. I tell everybody, John, and I think you found out this week, you may come as a stranger, but you leave as family and friends. You meet a lot of new people down here, and we all have the same love and interest in bass fishing, and it's just a grand time. I mean, everybody's having a blast, getting along, and guess what? We're at famous Lake El Salto, and I'm sure glad to have you, John.
It goes both ways. Thank you so much for the invitation, folks. You got to come down here again. Go to anglersinn.com. That's anglersinn.com, and get a hold of Mike Whitlow. It's Mike.Whitlow, spelled W-H-I-T-L-O-W, Mike.Whitlow@anglersinn.com. Book your trip today. You won't regret it. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, John. Glad to have you.
These interviews were recorded over the 5 days that we fished at Angler's Inn at Lake El Salto, and I've got to tell you, there were a lot of big fish caught during this time. Larry, whose wife Mandy was catching all the big fish when we interviewed him on day two, well, he came out ahead in a big way. He caught an 8.5-pounder, and then a 10.8-pounder, and then the biggest fish of all, an 11.3-pound largemouth bass. Caught them all on a Berkeley war pig, and I'll tell you what, that was the hot lure indeed. Some of the other big fish caught were by Chad Kaiser. He got a couple of 10-pounders. Lynn Landrum, he got a big 10-plus-pounder, as did his wife, Miss Lynn. Sean from the Tri-Cities caught a 10-pounder, too, and so did Chet, who caught a 7-pounder the first day, struggled for the rest, but came out glorious in the end with a 10-plus-pounder. And that doesn't include all the 8 and 9 and 7-plus-pound fish that were caught during the week. I need to give a huge shout-out to my guide, Victor Rodriguez. Very hardworking, very patient, knows his stuff. And he taught me a few tricks that'll help me be a better bass angler back in the States. My thanks again goes out to Mike Whitlow and the owner, Billy Chapman, along with Mike's wife, Andrea, who really helped out, too. And I can't say enough about all the wonderful guests I got to spend time with. Don't have time to name them all, but you know who you are, and I hope to cross paths with you again at Anglers Inn International Lake El Salto. Until next time, here's hoping you're blessed, and here's hoping some big bass are coming your way, whether it be at Lake El Salto or wherever you find yourself fishing this spring.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden ordering those airstrikes against Iranian targets following the deadly drone attack against U.S. forces, and the U.S. may not be done. Here's Greg Clugston.
The U.S. military took aim at dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the targets were carefully chosen based on evidence
that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
He says the Pentagon is in the early stage of battle damage assessment.
But we believe that the strikes were successful.
President Biden said the response to the attack on American forces will continue at times and places of our choosing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On another front, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott among the conservatives frustrated by concessions being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
This has been going on for months. I've never seen it. And look, and, you know, is that fair to the people that live in my state that they don't even get to look at this? This is what's wrong with D.C.
Senator Scott was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, British government says it's going to ban the sale of disposable vapes and then limit their choice of flavors. That's in an effort to prevent kids from becoming addicted to nicotine.
The government also says it'll stick to a contentious proposal to ban today's young people from ever buying cigarettes. It is currently illegal to sell vapes or tobacco to children under 18 in the UK. However, officials say youth vaping has tripled in the past 3 years.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. As well as banning disposable vapes, the government says it will restrict the flavors that are marketed towards kids. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
When the college football season begins next fall, The Kansas Jayhawks will play every single game on the road.
Kansas is building a new stadium and had hoped to play in the remnants of Memorial Stadium during construction. But that did not prove to be feasible. So the school will play non-conference games against Lindenwood and UNLV at Children's Mercy Park, the home of MLS club Sporting Kansas City. Its four Big 12 games against TCU, Houston, Iowa State, and Colorado will be played at nearby Arrowhead Stadium, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. John Scott reporting.
5.1 earthquake has shaken an area in Oklahoma. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake Friday was centered about 55 miles east of Oklahoma City. Residents reported the shaking. No injuries or major damage reported. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A lot of graffiti in downtown L.A.
An unfinished high-rise development in the city's entertainment district has become the target of graffiti taggers who have struck dozens of floors. The vandalism is the latest twist in the saga of a three-tower project near Crypto.com Arena, the Los Angeles Convention Center, and the LA Live Dining and Events Complex. The towers were going to house a hotel and luxury condos, but the project stalled in 2019 when the developer ran out of money. Police say they've met with the property management to ensure security measures will be implemented and the graffiti will be removed. Keith Peters reporting.
A man armed with a knife and a hammer has wounded three people in an attack at a train station in Paris. That comes just months before the Olympic Games reached the city. Security around the town has been tightened as the city prepares to welcome the Olympics in July. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Labradoodle acting a little loony? Does your Persian kitten have you totally perplexed? Are your Chihuahuas a bit too crotchety? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to truly understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours? If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, doesn't come back when you call him, hates riding in the car, sees another dog and turns into the Cujo, your cat just peed on your bed, scratched your favorite chair, keeps you up in the middle of the night, you get the idea. That's what the pet show is all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, but a lot more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. So if you have a question or a problem about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. By the way, if you're a new listener to the Pet Show, a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference, because here's the deal. Everyone that calls into the show today and gets to speak to me live on the air will, in fact, get a fabulous gift, not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat. Now, I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth $25, $35, $40, even $50. So everyone who calls in and gets to speak to me directly, whether they answer a question I'm going to be asking later or has a question about their dog or cat's behavior, will get a fabulous gift for their best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, if you're a regular listener to the show, you realize that your phone calls are always my priority. And therefore, if I don't get to all these topics, don't blame it on me. But here's what I'd like to share with you guys today. You know, keeping your pet's mouth healthy can actually extend your dog or cat's life. By the time your dog or cat turns to 3 years old, there's an 80% chance of dental disease, which can lead to other major issues. Also coming up on today's show, you know, a lot of pet guardians out there have started using CBD to improve their dog or cat's health. Is it a good idea or not? To CBD or not to CBD? My take coming up. And also, I'm going to embarrass you all because you never knew this. Did you know that today, I mean right now, February 3rd is Doggy Date Night. I didn't make this up. It's on the calendar. Doggy Date Night. So I want you to answer this question. What is the perfect date with your dog? We'll take cats as well, but it's Doggy Date Night. There's got to be a cat date night. We'll take your calls as well. Also coming up, have you ever wondered why your dog licks your feet? There are questions that keep me up at night. I'm telling you, this is what does it. But I'll show your dog's foot fetish coming up a little bit later on the show. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, doesn't like people, believes if he sees it, he must hump it, give me a call. That's what the show's all about, 877-725-8255. Now, even if you just want to answer my question of the day, I will still send you guys a gift. Here's the question. Come on, guys. Do you have date nights with your pets? I do, but then I'm worried. Do you have date nights with your pets? Give me a call if you do have a date night, or if you prefer spending the evening with your dog and cat cuddled up watching TV than someone else. Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is to get a way to get through to the show. I'm tongue-tied. My last show, I do my L.A. show right before I do this show. And I got to tell you, you guys wore me out in L.A. today. You wore me out. It's a great question, though. And think about it. You know, spending time with our pets is important. But you set aside time. I mean, literally, are there people that have date nights with their dogs? Someone just called me on the L.A. show and said, listen, they had two dachshunds. And I'm sure that Chris is calling and Lisa calling. They're going to bail me out. And called me up I think it was on the last call in L.A. He said, Warren, we have no dogs now, but we had two dachshunds. My wife and I would crawl into bed with the two dogs. It would be our date night, and we would watch only animal shows on TV. That was date night with their two dogs. So do you have date night with your pets? Give me a call if you get through. A great gift will be on its way, 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Chris in Camarillo, California. She was waiting for hours to speak to me in L.A., and now you got me, Chris. What can I do for you?
Hi, Warren. I have a 2.5-year-old cat, male. He bites and scratches.
Anything and anyone. Really? And you've had him for how long?
2.5 years.
And where'd you get him from?
A foster home.
And how long was he in the foster home, and how old was he when you got him?
He was approximately 8 weeks.
Okay. So when you have a cat that's showing this type of aggressive behavior, what do you do when he kind of goes to bite you or scratch you? What do you do at that point?
Well, because it hurts more if I pull away, I have knocked him on the little schnozzola.
Okay, let me explain a couple of things to you, okay? Number one is the cat doesn't hate you, okay? Number two, the cat is either feeling a little bit intimidated or a little uncomfortable for whatever reason. So the bottom line is this. When you react to that type of behavior, you actually reinforce that type of behavior. I just recently worked with someone who had a dog that was humping their leg, and what they would do is they would shake their leg when the dog was humping it, which is just making the dog more excited. So very often when a cat is showing aggressive behavior at that point, and you pull away or you hit, which I'm totally against, what you're doing is actually provoking more... I think I got a hairball. More of a response. More response to the cat. So here's what I would do. When the cat displays that type of behavior, just walk away. Just walk away. If there's no attention, positive or negative, that behavior will start to dissipate. But the other thing that's really important as well is if I were to come to your home right now and I was to get down on the floor, how interesting is your house for the cat? Honestly, no facade.
I've gone through that with you before with the boxes and the...
Yeah, but I know you've gone through it. When was the last box you brought? And be honest, because I can't help you if you're not honest. When was the last box you brought into the house?
Probably 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, come on. Now 2 months. Will you give a kid a toy for 2 months? You think he's going to continue to play with it? Boxes are free. Paper bags are free. You can get new ones at the supermarket every single day, and every single box has a different smell. Very often what happens when they have an indoor cat, which I really admire you for having, the bottom line is they get stuck inside and they become very territorial because this is the only area they have. By bringing in new items and understanding that cats are nomadic by nature, you can make those changes. Be creative. Be creative with the boxes. Make a condo. Make a duplex. Cut holes in them. Throw them out. Put them in different rooms.
He has 3 condos at every big window in the house.
The bottom line was, listen to me. We can go back and forth on it. My cat isn't biting me. Your cat is biting you. So follow my advice. Here's the bottom line, okay? The scratching posts are great and dandy, and I love the fact that you have them and leave them there. But if you're not bringing enough new items into the household, it's not going to change the cat's behavior. Cats are nomadic. They have to have change. If they don't have change, certain behaviors come out. And very often, it maybe come out in assertive behavior. What you need to do is rotate those boxes, change them every day, walk away when the cat shows aggressive behavior. Don't try to overcorrect the cat because it's just going to make them more aggressive. If you do that, you can resolve the problem. If you continue with just kind of tapping him on the nose or yelling at him when he bites you, why should he stop? He's getting attention. Cats, like young kids, respond to attention, negative or positive.
Well, the fact that he has lost... Well, I have lost one of my cats in August and my little dog September of 23. Yeah. I know he misses the both of them because he had somebody to play with and pounce on, and I'm thinking of getting another cat to be his companion, but I'm worried that he's going to be aggressive with him or her.
Let me do this. Here's what I want you to do. I know you live in Camarillo. I know the area well. I want you to work with some of the shelters there and some of the rescues there. See if they have other cats that have been around other cats, and they will help you make the introduction properly and find the cat that will ultimately get along with your cat. But I don't want you hitting, no yelling, no screaming. I got to go to a break, but I want to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your cat to do what you want. But I want you to understand this is not a problem cat. This is a cat with an issue that can easily be resolved. So On its way to you, a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I appreciate the phone call. Lisa, Blake, Kiera, don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls right after this. All right, for quite a while now, a long, long time, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And people say, Warren, why is Lucy Pet Food so different than the other pet foods on the market? Well, I'm going to tell you why. First of all, can you name the person who's the CEO or the person that manufactures your pet food? Do you know where your pet food is made? Do you know who makes your pet food? Do you know how many pet foods are manufactured in maybe 10 or 11 different locations around the country, and they may make 5, 10, 15 different brands, 20 different brands there? Not Lucy. Listen to me carefully. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant, not too far away from where I live. And they just invested over $1 million in their own laboratory, one of the only companies that does this. They test every single ingredient as it comes in, every product as it goes out, making it really, really safe for your dogs and cats. That's why Lucy Pet Food is the only food my dogs and cats have been on since the beginning with that prebiotic, probiotic formula. But don't take my word alone. Here's a listener. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, I hear this every day. People, once they start Lucy Pet Food with their dog or cat, the results are amazing, and your results will be the same. Here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Take a look at the website. You can see the Lucy Pet Food, the dog food, the cat food, the wet food, the dry food, their dog food rolls, which are amazing, their kitty lickies, their treats. Log on to lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35. Mix it up on anything you want. Spend $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. How to play our part.
Winnie the Pooh. We are back on the Pet Show. Let me just welcome my brand new affiliate in Detroit, 910 AM Superstation. Glad to be in Detroit, one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world. Hello, Detroit. I hope you enjoy the Pet Show. Let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
I have a 5.5-year-old Boxer pit mix, Moose. You helped me. He's the one that was hit with water bottles when he was really young. You helped me get through that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember, sure.
Yeah. So he had a companion, Lily, our golden retriever. She passed away right before Christmas, she was 14. Yeah, it's been tough. But we also, unfortunately, had we had a huge death in our family. And so he's been through people around him grieving basically nonstop since about 2 weeks before Christmas. So I'm dealing with the fact that he doesn't have a problem with people, but all of a sudden he's terrified of, like, if you bring the grocery bags in, or if you start the vacuum, or if he hears the door slam, or if the doorbell rings.
Lisa, let me stop you for a second. How old was Moose when you got him?
3 months.
He was 3 months old. And you got him from where?
A rescue up near Bakersfield.
Do you know anything about his background at all?
I know that they found him in the San Fernando Valley with his mom and 6 other siblings. And when the rescue group tried to rescue the mom and the puppies, the mom ran off, so they only rescued the puppies.
Okay.
And
it sounds to me that, you know, dogs go through a grieving process no different than people do. And
mm-hmm.
very often when they're around people that are grieving, they go into that same mode as we do. Now, it's normal for a dog to grieve, and my heart goes out to you as well. It's normal for a dog to grieve. However, if the grieving isn't dealt with properly, it can become a really strong depression and change behavior entirely. One of the best ways to deal with a grieving pet, I just posted a whole story on this. Someone asked me this question on my YouTube channel. I just posted a whole story on this, Lisa. The concept is distraction therapy. What we need to do is just get the dog's mind off of what's going on. I know you're going through it, family's going through it, people are going through it. You need to distract him a little bit. Take him to a different place to go for a walk. Take him to a beach. Take him to a park. Take him anywhere else just for 10, 15 minutes at a time. Take him down the block to maybe someone he knows just for a quick hello, and maybe they already have one of his treats and know his name or have his toy. And what happens is it's normal for a dog to go through a grieving process, just like a person. But if they don't go through it in a normal process, it can really be a deterrent to their behavior in the future. So distraction therapy is the way to go. And this is going to sound a little eccentric, and you know that would never come from my mouth, right, Lisa? But listen to me carefully. Sit down and have a conversation with Moose. Explain to him all of the crazy things that have been going on recently. Do that. do that. Have that conversation. It's healthy for you. It's healthy for him. Then distract him a little bit, and I think you're going to be absolutely fine.
Can I ask you another thing?
Yeah, let me do this. Go ahead. You can ask. Go ahead.
If someone is crying and they come to him, you know, while they're crying, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It all depends on what type of it is. You know what? Let's put Lisa on hold. I want to come back to you, Lisa. Let's put Lisa on hold. Blake in Tyler, Texas, one of my favorite cities in Texas. Danny in beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We're going to get to all your calls. The phone number 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Where's he gone? Leave me here to guard the couch and chew on a rubber bone. But you left the radio on today and I heard him play this song. Time for kindness everywhere to lend a helping paw. You gotta take your dog to work. You gotta take your dog to work. Every dog has a day and most don't grow on trees. Come guard your death, I'll be
you know, when I started Hugs and Kisses over 30 years ago, before websites, before dot-coms, our 800 number was born. And my promise to you is that you will always have your questions about any products I mention answered by a Hugs and Kisses counselor. Now, you're certainly welcome to visit our website, thepetshow.com, but you know, it's not the only way to order. We welcome every single call, and we promise to follow up your message with a prompt reply. Remember the good old days when you could ask questions without being directed to a website, an app, or a QR code? Just leave your product questions, and a counselor will call you back. So many of our 800 number calls are delighted at speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly Hugs and Kisses counselor. So jot down this number, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Visit thepetshow.com and call us with your product questions at 1-800-430-4847.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio, and they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions,
530-605-4517.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. Let's get back to my friend Lisa. Then we got Blake in Texas, Danny in Arizona, Jeff in Florida, Barbara in Alabama. But right now, Lisa, you had another question for me. Go ahead.
The only other question I had, Warren, was when someone in the house is grieving and they're crying, they go to the dog, you know, to hug the dog. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for the dog?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I remember going through this myself when my first wife passed away in 1990. And I had, you know, 30 dogs, 26, who knows how many animals I had at that point. And each one, I kind of dealt with each one individual. You know, some dogs are the type of dogs that you can cry with, and it seems like they're just totally comforting. Other dogs, when they see you sobbing, they get really excited or upset themselves. So it really depends a lot, just like with people, on the personality of the animal. I would prevent the sobbing around the dog. I would be more apt to have conversations. I would sit down with all of my animals at that, even my pigs, my chicks, everything. I would just sit down and say, listen, we just lost your mom, and we're all going to go through this together. We'll make it together. But having those conversations, I know it sounds eccentric to some people. You're talking to a pig, you're talking to a chicken, you're talking to a duck. But you know what? Not only did it help me, but I believe it actually helped them get through their grieving as well. So I think the way to do it is distract them as much as possible. If you're really going to have a crying session, go into another room and do it, but then have that conversation with the dog.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, don't go anywhere, Lisa. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses supplements because that will help with the stress and anxiety your dog is going through. Let's see who is up next here. We are going to we'll get to you in a second, Blake, but right now we're going to go to Danny. Danny in Prescott, Arizona. Hey, Danny, you know I'm going to be spending a lot more time in Arizona. You're going to see me walking around Prescott.
Cool. Let me know when you're here.
I'm not letting anyone know, but if you see some crazy guy walking around, bending over, kissing every dog in sight, you know, it may just be the guy from the pet show. It may be one. So, Danny, I see from my screen, Danny, I see you say that you have an alternative to dating night with your dog. What is your alternative to date night with your dog?
Well, my wife and I both have PTSD, and we have three little girls that I don't know who rescued whom, but when either one of us is having difficulties, we have a love-in. All I got to do is lay on the floor, and every bother, every trouble I have disappears.
I love you, Danny.
Two of our girls. Oh, thanks, Warren.
No, I can tell from your voice. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, two of our girls are real service dogs, and the third, our Havanese, is in training to be a service dog.
A little Cuban dog.
Yeah. We have Shih Tzu, Jippy Girl is my girl. That she's Shih Tzu, and then my wife has Savannah, a Shih Tzu Maltese mix.
You know, Danny, it's such a you know, an interesting thing, but like you said, that there are times when you're having difficulty. I have rheumatoid arthritis, and sometimes there are severe days with rheumatoid arthritis. And my guys, Molly and Willie, will lay at my side the entire time, if not making me feel 100% better, distracting from the pain I may be having that day. So I believe that the date night's different. There are times when I'll say to my wife, Denise, you know what? We've been busy. We've been out. Let's just crawl into bed, bring the dogs into the bed with us. We'll watch reruns of Seinfeld. We'll have a couple of laughs. And that's a date night. But then I had someone literally call me on the LA show that actually went on dates with his dog. In other words, if he had a date, he would take his dog with him on the date. Now, I joked about that on my show. When I, after my wife passed away in 1990, and years later when I started dating again, I still had a couple of 1,200-pound pigs and 30 dogs and 30 whatever. And I would always tell, I was talking on my LA show, that when I started dating again, I would bring the date to meet my pets. And the first time they saw the 1,200-pound pig, there weren't a whole lot of second dates. I got to tell you, Danny, once they saw my pet pig, one date won the war, and it was over. Anyway, it's a great thing to do. They make you feel better physically. They make you feel better. They lower your blood pressure. They alleviate stress, and they just make you and your wife feel better when you're having a tough day.
I firmly believe that dogs in general are a gift. And when you rescue each other, they know it.
And they pay you back every day, don't they, Danny? Hey, Danny, I got to move on. I'm trying to think of what I want to send you. You know what? I am going to put you on hold, Danny, and I am going to send Danny some Lucy pet food in Prescott, Arizona. And, Danny, as I said, if you see someone walking across the street in the town square there, which they decorate amazingly for Christmas, and he doesn't say a word to anyone, I've been known to do this, and just bends down and kisses a few dogs, you know it's me. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Hey, Blake, Tyler, Texas, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. KTPB Land. Hey, I've got four cats, and I've got a problem with them. Remember how you kind of coughed or sneezed a little bit earlier?
Yeah,
They've been doing that incessantly. And they pass it off from one to the other, and they get lethargic when they're doing it, but then they get over it.
Blake, one of the most common medical conditions affecting cats is allergy. And an allergy obviously occurs when the immune system overreacts to something foreign called allergens. So it's very, very common for cats to have allergies. What I also generally ask people is to try to figure out when the reaction's occurring. Is it a time of year that they're more apt to have the allergy reactions? Is it after maybe someone fertilized the backyard or after the carpet was cleaned? There are so many triggers that can trigger a pet allergy that it's real important for the guardian like yourself to try to figure out when they're showing those allergic reactions, because generally they could be triggered by stress as well. So it's something I would really be concerned about, but at the same time, it's very common for cats to have allergies, but you said they get over it pretty fast, right?
Right. They're mostly indoor cats, and we live out in the country, so there are allergens, but I haven't put a carpet down because I haven't been able to get one yet, and I've got
It may be something they're allergic. If you're walking around on some property, maybe something you step in they're allergic to. You know, they can do tests for allergies, but with a cat, it's a lot more difficult than with dogs, because they got to take blood, go to a laboratory, figure out what allergens are causing it. So I think at this point, Blake, what I would do is I would have a conversation with the vet if it doesn't get better. But in the meantime, I'm going to send you a product. I'm going to send you my own Hugs and Kisses supplement for your cat. I want you to do it because it helps with the immune system, may help with the allergies as well. So let's put Blake on hold, give those cats a hug and a kiss, and let's send Blake some hugs and kisses for his cat. Great call. You people love your animals as much as I do. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I still got hugs and kisses to give away, some more Lucy pet food. Kitty Lickies are back, copies of my books. All natural herbal flea spray, t-shirts, air horns, lots of great stuff to give away. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a great gift for their dog or cat. You guys say, you know, you're afraid, right? You're afraid. Bottom line, do you have date nights with your dogs and cats? Literally, do you have date nights with your pets? I'm not making this up. I'm going to talk about it later. A lot of people do, but do you have date nights with your pets? I want to know. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then back to you. We're going to go to Jeff in Florida. We got Barbara calling from Alabama. We'll get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. But right now, let me brag a little bit. You just heard me send my own Hugs and Kisses supplement to Blake in Tyler, Texas, for many reasons. But listen carefully. If you've literally hattered, if you're sick and tired of your dog or cat's excessive shedding, if constant licking, licking, scratching, scratching is making you crazy, what you need is my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. Yes, it's mine, my face and signature on every jar. I worked with the top veterinarians in the world to develop Hugs and Kisses many years ago, and now we've really made improvement. Hugs and Kisses is now so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your dog or cat. Now, as I said, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now it's even better. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin. What does that mean? It will help treat and prevent any issues your dog or cat may have with their hips, their joints, and their bones. Not only that, I added prebiotics and probiotics. I know a lot of people know what probiotics are, but prebiotics make probiotics work better. So prebiotics and probiotics in the new 4-in-1 will improve your dog or cat's gut health. And we know now that healthy gut is so important for overall health, especially a strong immune system. My Hugs and Kisses supplement treats really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin gone, bare spots gone, hairballs just about a thing of the past. Just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements, I'm so proud of this, my own Hugs and Kisses supplements are now an Amazon's choice. So Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon, Walmart, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. Then watch your dog or cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authority. If you see something, say something.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here's our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And we are back on The Pet Show. A brand new study came out and said if you have a dog or a cat that's stressed out, listening to the right music when you're gone will really calm them down. Any idea what music the experts suggest your dogs and cats listen to and like best? According to this, they prefer classical music and reggae. So you have a choice of leaving Mozart or Bob Marley on for your pets. My pets prefer Bob Marley. They really are into reggae. But according to this study, and it's a real extensive study, dogs and cats prefer either Mozart or reggae to any other type of music. God bless them. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is, am I crazy or would you like to have a date night with your dog or cat? You have date nights with your pets. Give me a call if you get through or with any other questions, and a great gift will be on its way. Hey, Jeff in Port Charlotte, Florida. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. I've got a 14-month-old miniature dachshund who is impossible to find food that she'll eat. I've got at least 5 bags of dog food at home. She'll try all the different, or she won't even try canned dog food. She likes vegetables, and even then, her favorite ones, she won't always eat.
Let me go over a couple of things with you, okay? Dogs do not eat with their mouth. That make sense to you?
Yes.
Dogs eat with their nose. So you can give them filet mignon. If it doesn't smell the right way, they're not going to eat it. What I want you to do is whatever the dog's favorite food in the whole wide world is, I don't care what it is, could be sardines, could be tuna, I want you to take the dry food, I want you to put it in a plastic container. Right alongside of it, separated by a piece of cardboard, I want you to put the really smelly, smelly, smelly food. Leave it in the refrigerator overnight. Take it out the next morning. When you take it out, it's going to have the smell of the real smelly stuff. Don't give her the smelly stuff. Give her the dry food that now smells like the smelly stuff, and that may just be enough to encourage her to eat. Now, when you take that out, put it in the microwave for a second or two. When you heat up food, the smells are stronger. So just take that, put it in the microwave, see if that doesn't make a difference for her. I promise you, once you heat it up a little bit, once it has a smell that she really likes, you'll be calling me back and say, how do I get this weight off my dachshund, Warren?
I've actually tried heating up food for her in a microwave, and it did nothing.
Let me explain something to you. There's no such thing as trying, okay? There's only success in small steps, only progress in small steps. Do it every day for 7 or 8 days, then call me back and tell me it's not working. Very often people have a tendency to try something once or twice and just assume it's not working. Dogs and cats, their mentality is different than ours. So if you try it once or twice and it's not working, that doesn't mean it's not going to work. That just means you have to progress a little bit slower. What I'd like to do is I am going to send you, have you tried Lucy pet food?
No, sir.
I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. I want you to heat it up a little bit. I promise you, if she starts eating it, she's going to like it. You can also take some bone broth. You can also take some chicken broth. You can also take no-salt bouillon, pour it over, let it sit in the refrigerator. Dachshunds are amazing dogs. They can be a little finicky, but the bottom line is the smell is more important than the taste. So I'm going to put you on hold, Jeff. You call me back and let me know. We're going to send you some Lucy pet food for your pet. Hey, great time to give me a call. I do have an open line, pretty rare here on the Pet Show. I just gave some hugs and kisses away. I got Lucy pet food to give away, books, hemp seed oil. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. Are you guys embarrassed? Are you embarrassed to talk about the concept of whether or not you have date nights with your dogs and cats? There's no nights that you say, I would rather spend with my dog or cat than anything that walks upright. I want to hear from some listeners that really do have date nights with their dogs and cats. Give me a call. I'll send you a super gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, which is a great time to give me a call. Then I get right back to the phone calls. Hey, listen. If you live with a cat, you know that they're in charge. You understand the concept that cats call the shots. They tell you everything they want, when they want to hang out, when they want to sleep, when they want to socialize, even when they want to eat. And what your cats are really asking for are kitty lickies. Kitty lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch or you can squeeze it over their dry food for an extra treat. Absolutely great if you have one of those finicky felines. You guys know who I'm talking about. Kitty Licky's Lickable Mousse Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, and salmon and chicken. But I don't want you just to take my word. I want you to actually hear from a listener and what they said about Kitty Licky's.
My kitty hears that rapper. He appears and he begins his Kitty Licky's dance, revving up against my legs. I sit on the kitchen floor. He hops onto my lap, nudging his face into mine. He makes these little smacking sounds of delight, purring the whole time. When he's done, there's a moment of sad silence and denial. He wants more, but he's content to cuddle. He reaches his paw up to touch my face as a thank you for his kitty lickies.
And if you give kitty lickies to your cats, and they'll be thanking you at the same time. Here's the deal. Kitty lickies, I hear this every day. What an amazing product this is. I want you to go to LucyPetProducts.com. You can check out the kitty lickies. You can check out the dog food, the cat food, all the different treats that they have. Log on to LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35 at their website, and shipping is free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Get ready for a gateway experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party.
January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites.
Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Doors open at 2:30 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And we are back on the Pet Show. We're going to break for the top of the hour. We've got a whole other hour to go. So if you have any questions or comments, write this number down. Give me a call in a couple of minutes, 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to the Pet Show.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Packaged fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.